And they had to kick it away. So 10:42 to play here in the first half. And the Bearcats with a 14-0 lead. Eagles with the football at their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, and Deckerville looking for their first down of the evening. They went the whole first quarter without one. Only ran six plays in that first quarter.
Handoff going straight up the middle with it. Cody Ross, the ball carrier, and Ross finds a little bit of running room. Good for a yard. Second down and 9 coming up. Well, you're right, Jason. The Bearcat defense has played well out of this first half so far. They forced the Eagles into second and long, third and long here on both of the previous drives, which ended in punts. Right now, the Eagles staring at second down and 9 at their own 38.
Well, the Bearcats, one thing they have done well over the past few years and this year as well, is they just get to the ball so quickly. Their defensive backs get up there right away. They identify the play, and they get to the ball carrier almost immediately.
Ross, the ball carrier, Cody Ross, up to the 41-yard line. That is a pickup of close to 3 on the play. So another third and long coming up, third down and about, I'll call it a long 6, short 7 coming up for the Eagles. At their own 41. 14-0, the Bearcats with the lead in this one.
That'll bring up third and 6.
Brown City with a 12-0 lead over Marlette. That update just in. Petullo back to throw, pass in the air, deflected up into the air, intended for Richard Wolfong. Again, Wolfong, Jason, wide open on the far side of the field, but the pass a little high.
Yeah, Petullo having a hard time getting the ball down there a couple different times. And looks like Deckerville is going to be forced to punt once again. And Deckerville, 3 drives, 3 and outs, and 3 punts. Not a way to start the game here.
Especially where they, I think, wanted to come out and really make a statement against the Bearcats and show that they put last week's loss behind them by the Marlette Red Raiders. But so far, rather flat in the first half here. A good punt that will again go out of bounds. And we'll see where the official spots it as he walks his way up to the 41-yard line. So the Bearcats will have it at their own 41. First and 10 with 9:09 to play here in the first half. And the Bearcats with a 14-0 lead over the Deckerville Eagles.
Yeah, and that last drive by Ubley, a rare 3 and out for them as they were forced to punt after just 3 plays. So they'll be looking to improve upon that here.
Beautiful night here, Ubley. I just can't get over how nice it is this late in the year. Week 8, the weather leading up to today has been very nice over the last few weeks. We've been treated well by Mother Nature. Hand off to Brian Nash, and Nash stacked up at the line of scrimmage. They have lost about a yard on the play. Second down and 11 coming up. There's hardly any wind. I mean, the flags on the goalpost and the American flag at the north end of the field, both not hardly moving at all.
Yeah, it makes for a nice night just sitting out watching football. I almost wish we were out there. I know 2 or 3 weeks from now, we might have a snowstorm, but for now, I'm going to enjoy this weather. I know the weather's been beautiful lately.
Austin Drake drops back to throw, looking right down the middle of the field. Receiver open it, booms! He makes the catch at the 35. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10. Touchdown, Ubley!
Well, again, Drake to booms, this time from 60 yards out. Kind of a not the best well-thrown ball by Drake there. It had a lot of air underneath it, but booms in between two defenders, makes the catch. Simply just ran away from the Deckerville defense for the touchdown.
And the Bearcats have a 20-0 lead here over Deckerville with 8:23 to play in the first half.
And I was talking to Paul Adams before the game, and I'm sure Coach Sweeney and Becker, they noticed too that Marlette did a pretty good job throwing the ball against Deckerville last week. So I'm sure they, Ubley are predominantly a run team, and they've shown that here tonight, but they put the ball up in the air for a couple of long passes and, 2 touchdowns.
Austin Drake for the 2-point conversion carries it into the end zone. 22-0 with 8:23 to play. The Bearcats all over the Deckerville Eagles. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Do you live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, Sales Executive from Sanilac County. Thumb Cellular is now offering 3G internet service to your home or business.
That's right, Tracy. This is Len Jensen, Sales Executive from Tuscola County. No matter where you live in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, Thumb Cellular's 3G internet is now available with wireless access throughout your home or business. You can link multiple computers on the internet, all at the same time.
So give your home or business high-speed internet with Thumb Cellular. Call one of our sales executives. We can come to your home or business, answer any questions, and we'll install and set up your internet service and wireless router.
If you're in Sanilac County, call me, Tracy Schutte, at 810-414-5200.
If you live in Tuscola County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
And if you're in Huron County, call me, Brenda Hearn, at 989-551-3908.
Welcome back to Hearn Field. The Bearcats kick it off here, up 22-0. Dylan Lundgren on the return. Lundgren out over the 20 to the 25, close to the 27-yard line, and that's where the Deckerville Eagles will have it, first and 10. Three possessions, Jason, for the Eagles, and three consecutive punts. The wheels have come off the Deckerville wagon here a little bit in the first half.
Yeah, having a hard time getting the ball, you know, moving offensively, and they, you know, they got a pretty solid offensive line, a good trio of backs. That just that ugly defense just really having their way with them so far.
First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 28-yard line. Back to throw is Petullo, receiver wide open, and again the pass incomplete. The intended receiver, Richard Wilfong, on the play. We have a Eagle that is down near the line of scrimmage.
Well, that last scoring drive by Ubley, I know it's going to sound weird. Two plays, 59 yards, although they had a 60-yard touchdown pass. The previous play went backwards for 1 yard, but Austin Drake again to Eric Booms, this time from 60 yards out. Austin Drake also ran in the two-point conversion. Ubley with the 22-0 lead. Looks like the injured Deckerville Eagle. I'm trying to get a number on him there. I don't.
I see a two at the end, but it's a double digit. Looks like a two, perhaps.
I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah,
we might not. I thought it was 72, but I don't see a 72 on our. Although it could be 82. Mark English looks like one of the linemen there for Deckerville.
We'll try and track that down. I think we will take a timeout here. Or will we? It looks like the injured player is getting up, and it is 82, Mark English, limping off, but able to get off with a little bit of assistance here by the training staff, so he's able to make his way off the field here, so we will keep it right here. The Eagles will be looking at a second down and 10 when we come back to live action here. 8:11 left to go here in the first half. 22-0. The Bearcats over the Deckerville Eagles. As the official puts the ball ready for play. I think the popcorn might be burning downstairs.
I couldn't decide if it smelled like skunk or burnt popcorn. I've been smelling it for the past couple minutes. I don't see a skunk running around out here. That's good.
Handoff coming up the middle for the Eagles. Richard Wilfong, the ball carrier, finds his way up to the 38-yard line. That will bring up third down for the Eagles. Third down and five. Well, if we see the fire department pull into the parking lot, I think we're going to vacate the press box.
Yeah, well, it's great.
We're a long ways up, and the popcorn, I know, is directly below us. So.
Well, my feet aren't getting warm, so it's not burning yet. Not burning that bad.
Third down and five for the Eagles. Full house formation behind the quarterback, Tyler Petullo. Petullo rolls out to the right, looking downfield. Pass incomplete. Again intended for Richard Wilfong, and again just off the fingertips and a little overthrown.
Yeah, it was pretty good coverage by Ubley there, but Wilfong was open. Petullo just simply just missed him by about 6 inches there, which would have been a first down, but it looks like Deckerville, yet again, four drives, four punts.
That is three passes out of four where the receiver, actually four out of four, where the receiver could have caught it if the quarterback would have put it right on the hands.
Yeah, there was only Petula was only one of five passing here tonight. Had a short pass out to Dylan Lundgren earlier in the first quarter, but the Deckerville offense just looking abysmal here tonight, and the ugly defense having a lot to do with that.